There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Cruising into a Thursday morning here. And again, draft day tonight. The Cardinals looking. My bet is on them. Quiddy Pay from Michigan. I like that name. His story is unbelievable. You're going to get some sad porn with Quiddy Pay. His mom was a Liberian refugee. And they went to war with something. I don't know what goes on over there in that continent. And they would just bang on your door and start shooting your family.
Oh.
He wasn't there, but his mom was, and she was like 12. And just they had videos of it. I guess it was probably in the late 80s. Just banging on doors and just lighting up anybody inside. And then they just show up in the middle of the night and start shooting these villagers. And the mom got loose, never saw her family again, whatever. Ended up here.
I think they made it to the States.
Moved to Rhode Island. Lived in the projects in Rhode Island. His story is going to be played tonight. A lot. Quiddy Pay.
Something about the phrase projects in Rhode Island.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. You know, that was I wondered when I saw the thing on the NFL Network, and I'm like, Rhode Island projects. I just don't tie those things together. Like, the mean streets of Providence, Rhode Island don't really roll off my...
Pawtucket?
Evidently. Is it Pawtucket somewhere else? Is that in Rhode Island, too?
Yeah, that was...
Is it? I think Pawtucket's... I don't know. I don't know the area.
It's the Red Sox farm team. That's all I know.
That's all I am. Yeah. The Pawtucket. He's down in Pawtucket. But the... yeah, the story on Quiddy Pay, I think the Cardinals will probably end up getting him, although he's getting a lot of buzz now, so he might jump up. And who knows? If old Steve Keim and the party bus rolls up, they might start wheeling and dealing again and make some moves.
Drop some cash.
Old .19 might roll in there with an idea. The next thing you know, they're picking third. Could be. Some big trades, but the draft is an actual event now. Who'd have ever guessed? I remember my grandpa died in 1984, and I had to stay with Martha Richards, my mom's friend. Well, my parents flew back for my grandpa's thing, and this is the first time I ever saw ESPN's draft. And it was just a conference center, some hotel in New York.
The big 10 top tables.
Yeah, everybody sat at the same table with just a flyer. They had a phone. The phone. That's what I was going to bring up. The thing I remember the most was they had actual helmets. And the phone and the Bills changed their helmets that year to the blue helmet from the white helmet. And I remember seeing that, thinking, "How do I get all of those? Like every single helmet? And all it is a phone inside the top of a helmet that they painted. But it was the coolest thing ever.
Like those Sports Illustrated phones you got when you got your subscription.
It was the except for that was crap because I got one of those and it was just garbage.
Oh, were they?
Plastic? Yeah, Sports Illustrated." I loved Sports Illustrated. We subscribed to it. You get that helmet phone, but it shows up and it's thin plastic with a phone in it. Not like the ones at the NFL draft.
It's like your slushy cup that you get at the ballpark.
This one from 97.
Look at that thing, Brady. Oh, the slushy cups. Exactly. It was that kind of plastic. Yeah. Not that thing. Not the one Toledo just pulled up. Even that's the New York Giants who make me want to vomit out every orifice of my body looking at that helmet.
$5,000? Is that what that says?
What? Yeah. Oh, because it's the actual one.
It's the actual one.
The one they made the draft picks out of.
Yeah, to draft Tiki Barber and Dante Hilliard?
Ike
Hilliard. Yeah. There you go.
Maybe Ben's right. Maybe we have too much sports knowledge in our heads. Not enough room in there for my crying porn. But yeah, those helmets were the best. And I remember watching that. And now who would have ever imagined that the NFL draft is a three-day spectacular, even during COVID, that they're going to roll this thing out in a huge way. But we'll see. And Quiddy Pay seems like a really good kid, too. Like, the interviews and stuff are, he comes from humble roots, for sure. Anytime your family was shot out by warlords in Liberia, I think you got a different perspective on how bad things can actually get. And, he's definitely, I think the Cardinals draft him. We'll see, though. You never know. Do they need another 6'4" defensive end linebacker type, but now that they got J.J. Watt, and I think they do, because J.J.'s only going to play 4 or 5 games. We know that. Cardinal fan. But I like the idea of football. And Brady handed me this. You want to feel old? You ready for this one?
Uh-oh.
How many years ago do you think Bo Jackson was drafted in football?
Just
Herschel Walker. First thing in your head. First thing in your head. Just take a shot.
91.
Say 91.
87.
87. It was 35 years ago in 86. Do you remember who he was drafted by? This is one that stumps everybody.
Yeah, it wasn't the Raiders.
The reason he went and he was drafted by the Yankees when he was in high school. And he decided, maybe I'll play bait. And then he decided to go to Auburn.
So it wasn't the obvious team, Royals or Raiders?
People forget this. It was the miserable Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the first to choose Bo Jackson.
Wow.
They picked him. The awful
Bucs.
What
did he do, pull an Eli Manning?
I'm not playing for them.
He pulled an Eli Manning.
And he played some baseball. Went over and played a little ball. Rights went elsewhere. I think they had to trade him. I don't remember that part. But 35 years ago.
Crazy.
Bo Jackson. Good Lord. And I also remember when Bo Jackson's hip went silly in that Raiders-Bengals game. And they went down there, and who did they talk to on the sidelines? Say, let's go down and get a better perspective of what just happened.
Hey, Twitter world, what's going on? It's O.J. Simpson here for NBC. I just saw Bo Jackson walk around. This is no joke. I know injuries. I know when people are really devastated by an injury and it's going to ruin their life. Bo Jackson's probably not going to play football again.
And everybody's like, oh, juice, don't say that. He walked off the field. He goes,
I've seen this before. Trust me, you'll find out in a few years. I know when people are done. I know when to stop cutting.
Personally.
All right, OJ, we don't know what that means. We hope you're wrong. No, OJ Simpson saying Bo Jackson's injury is a lot worse than they thought.
He can't cut anymore.
There's no way that man's going back out there cutting on the field, that's for sure. Hide the women and hide the children. That guy's going to be angry.
He's going to have to do like me and cut somewhere
else. Anyway, I'm just letting you know.
There's other places.
Hey, everybody.
Cut.
4 more years and I make the news again.
It was like 91 or 92 when Bo's. And I remember the game. It was at the Coliseum. He got tackled. It was a funny tackle.
OJ was saying.
OJ was on the sidelines and he said, I don't think he's coming back. And I mean for good.
Wasn't it a weird step? Like he just jammed his hip
up
into
his
body?
Yeah, it was a weird hip jam and then he landed on it.
Yeah.
And I remember, if I remember correctly, they still talked to him. Like, he was leaving, and they still he could walk, but something was really bad. And O.J. called it. He's like, I think this is that injury that blows a dude's hip up. He's going to need surgery on this. And he was right.
Bo Jackson, though, what a machine.
Oh.
He was the first video game guy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was the first guy you looked at and said, I've never seen this before. Like, this is video game stuff. Like, climbing walls without his hands.
Yeah.
The bat break.
Just breaking it with his... Just leaning it on his knee and snap. Have you ever tried to break a baseball bat?
Yeah.
Ever? Smash it on your leg. He broke it with his hands. Amazing. Yeah, he was the first video game anything I've ever seen. Everybody remembers him running off into the tunnel that Monday nighter against Seattle, where he just blew by the entire team, going away. Yeah. Like, nobody could come close to catching him.
And Bosworth.
Yeah. Well, Bosworth.
Get out of the way.
He smoked Bosworth on the goal line, but the big one was when he... When he was running, mm-hmm. and you'd
and
never seen anybody
away.
Do that. He pulled away from corner. Everybody had world-class speed. He was amazing. Is this the play for...
Fortunately, in a sense, they
Bo went down. 91.
Playing great football, because a lot of other people were.
Pitch back to Bo.
Jackson has some room.
And of course, it was a 15, 20, 25-yard run.
Man to beat
and they just pulled it out of its socket.
Another touchdown.
And I believe the Raiders... With Tatara, the Bengals. Are.
This is just what the Bengals wanted to avoid.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, and he was walking. He knew.
The Raiders were expecting.
Does this go down to OJ?
I think he's dead.
That's what I was hoping for.
Everybody run. He's dead.
Got another 30 seconds left in the video.
Those legs are so strong. Talking to Fulcher before the game, he said, you can't tackle him in his legs. Look at Steve Smith.
Oh,
kick
there
his
he is
man
on,
out.
The, on the ground later.
Just a beast.
By Montoya. A beautiful job of pulling
yeah,
and blocking.
Yeah, how about that? 35
Montoya.
Broken tackle.
Brady's right remembering there. His Bengals.
Right oh, he grabbed it right away. I didn't see him grab it.
He was done. That was the end of it. Never move normal again. How about that?
Man.
Anyway, who will be the Bo Jackson tonight? Well, do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to be something?
No.
I
think he'll be... Passable, but what is passable? Kirk Cousins?
Brady will hate hearing this, but I think.
But no, he'll no. I'll say it before it. He'll have better results than Justin Fields.
Oh, I'm not. Please,
I mean
Brady. That's you know that's like saying one of the WNBA girls is going to be a star. True, in the NBA.
But I thought sure, I thought you made
no,
it
no.
one.
I was going to say Urban Meyer is the reason why he's not going to.
It'll
be
interesting.
It's not really interesting. He's Urban the prediction. Week 8, Urban
the
comes up.
The nation is watching, John.
Yeah, I know. And prediction. Urban Meyer will have some sort of a illness. He's
headache,
gotta leave. He's got to leave the NFL when the 2-6 Jags look like a complete catastrophe. And be like, I'm not feeling all that well. I think I got to be with my family some more. Remember when he quit football to be with his family for like 8 weeks and then took another job for more money? That's the best thing I've ever heard. Urban.
It was longer than that.
Not much.
10 weeks. No, I don't know. It was.
Yeah. Ronnie says, "You remember Tecmo Bowl? You were doomed if you didn't get to be Bo. If you played a guy who had Bo Jackson on Tecmo,
over.
There was no playing him. The only hope you had was that you had the Redskins because Dexter Manley on the other side was the most amazing defensive player of all time. Dexter Manley almost ruined a sports bar here in Phoenix. My friend worked at
what single handedly.
He almost killed my friend Mark Stebbings once at the sports club up at the Point." Because Dexter was Dexter dabbled in the powder, and he went from being quite kind to Mark to trying to tear the glass partitions off of the bar and screaming, "That kid right there!" Screaming at Mark like he was supposed to get him something and he forgot. And Mark said, "This dude was huge."
Just went off
and angry and like looking at me the whole time. And Dexter had a little bit of a temper issue. And he tried to pull the
great
glass out.
Great sports bar.
The sports bar?
Was that the one on the top?
Yeah. It was a great sports bar. Yeah, it was an awesome sports bar. And last night, I don't know if you guys watched the Biden speech. I watched a little bit of it, and it's boring as usual. Joe is not a charismatic individual, and we're going to be paying for just about everything there is to pay for, and blah, 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 political. But I thought he liked black people.
He doesn't anymore?
I thought he wanted the black vote. What you might have missed last night in the midst of Joe's speech was that he's trying to, let me get this right. He's trying to get rid of flavored cigarettes. And in the past, anybody who's tried to do that has kept it away from the menthol. Joe's added menthol in. You're going to lose the black vote, Joe, if you get rid of menthol cigarettes or start taxing those.
Taking it out.
We thought we had riots in the streets for, that is the most racist thing you can do is take away menthol. You can't do that. I don't know anybody who likes menthol outside of the African American population. That's their jam.
Goes back to 48 hours or Trading Places. Who'll be putting the cools out on the floor?
That's right. Yeah, they're characterizing menthol flavors. And he was on Charlemagne the God and said, "If you don't vote for me, then you're not black." And then he says, "No more menthol cigarettes? Are you crazy?" We thought there was a cracker storm at the Capitol on January 6th. It is going to be a fresh smelling menthol scent that waves right into that building coming up. You pass this one. That's risky.
Can you imagine if he cuts 40 ounces down to 32 ounces?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What's this cracker thinking?
You drop it 2 ounces.
Are you crazy? Yep. Yeah, you get it out of 40. It's just a 38 now? Yeah. What are we trying to lose weight? People skip that part and all this stuff that he's got, all these things he's trying to pass and everything else. Menthol cigarettes have been snuck into that. We're going to try to ban these. What? Oh, my goodness. You're going to have a bunch of hacking lungs wandering up. And going, I want to talk to the president for a minute.
Give him a parliament.
Yeah, how dare you? Hey, mother. $18 for a pack of parliaments? You see you're trying to help the inner city? You, Joe, bring me Caitlin's ass.
Do not vote for Joe.
Don't vote for that cracker. He's a liar. Take away menthol cigarettes. Are you insane? It should be part of a government package that we send it out with everybody. Some type of reparation. It's in the package.
Trump's going to be grandstanding on that in the next election.
I never took those away. I never, ever once decided to take away menthol cigarettes from the blacks or anyone else for that matter, but I don't know who else smokes them. Maybe Indians. I don't know. Never paid attention.
You can't do that, Joe. That is a mistake. Ripple? What's that? What's next? Ripple?
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog? You can't do it.
MD-2020.
And people get mad about that stuff. But there are cultural things that aren't racist, and menthol cigarettes is one. I never forget how I learned menthol cigarettes were mostly an African-American thing. This girl at Tony Romas was smoking one. And I'm like, ugh, what is that? What is that smell? And she goes, oh, it's menthol. It's cool, like a mint. And I'm like, let me have some of that. And I hit it. I'm like, this is disgusting. I'm like, how come you're smoking these and not just regular cigarettes? And she goes, the guy I'm dating, he smokes them. I'm like, oh. And then I met the guy she's dating. He was like 6 feet, 7 inch black guy, big belly on him, though. And he comes rolling in. And I mean, he smelled fantastic, like mints and cocoa butter. He was amazing. Like, I wanted to live inside of him. He smelled so good. And I'm like, menthols. And he goes, I get all my white women to smoke these. And I started laughing. He goes, it's a black thing. And I'm like, it is? I'm like, I don't even know what menthol cigarettes are. And he explained to me the whole reason why white people smoking them is a clue that they have dated a black person. And I'm like, is that real? His name was Carlos, too, which was weird because I always called him Dominican, but he said he was black. I'm like, no black guy named Carlos. You're like the DR. Nope. Carlos, man. And Carlos smoked heavy.
What's worse?
Heavy menthol
cigarettes. Menthols or cloves?
Ooh.
I go menthol. I'll tell you that. I actually like menthol. The smell of it.
Right.
Smoking, it's terrible. It reminds me of chew.
Yeah.
Like it's like a good flavor of dipping. I don't like clove cigarettes because it has that artificial weirdness smell to it. But.
Now, Bert, I don't mean to get all urban on you, but Eddie Murphy was not saying cools in Trading Places. He was saying coals.
Huh?
No, he wasn't.
No, I don't know what he said. I thought he said cools too.
That's what everybody thinks.
Cools. Yeah. I don't see anybody smoking anymore, but menthol cigarettes being banned.
You don't see anyone smoking?
No, I don't hang out.
I see it all the time.
Where?
I don't hang out.
I don't hang out around smokers.
Smoking cools?
Where in the world do you go?
Well, I don't know about cools.
Where do you go that there's a lot of smoking?
We see them all. We're in downtown Mason.
Well, there you go. That's the answer I'm looking for. I just said I don't hang out down there.
Mormon downtown Mason?
No. We all moved to Gilbert because there was too much menthol going on in Mesa. The Mormons ran away. It's in their Bible to not be around that stuff.
It's banned in and Gilbert,
of course it is.
You're not allowed to have cools.
Up until 1978, they wouldn't even like associate with anybody who smoked menthol. Right. The Bible told them not to talk to them. They were being punished by the gods with their skin. Somehow or another, they changed that rule in their wacky religion. But yeah, the menthol thing. If I were to smoke a cigarette, it would be menthols. They taste terrible, but you smell phenomenal. And regular cigarettes stink up a whole car. Menthol cigarette, at least.
I'll have to check with my mom when she first started smoking. I wonder if she went through menthols. Now I know.
Does she hit menthol? Then you would know that your mom dabbled.
Before dad.
Your mom dabbled with
or during.
Your mom was originalblacked.com. She was in on it.
Did you ever smoke cools?
This is what Eddie says. You've got it. You found the clip?
Oh,
you got it. Oh, that's you. Is that you? Hold on.
Hang on. I got to go back.
He says cools. Yeah, he's throwing cools because it's a cigarette, buddy. Yeah. He's holding a cigarette. Brett was right. Listener zero, Brett one. Nice
That's
job.
Right.
Don't question Brett.
I know my urban.
He knows his urban movies. Brett's a Madea fan. And that's why Oh, my God. I remember talking to you about that. I like the Madea's Christmas. And I'm like,
No, it was just the one. The one was funny.
Which one was it?
I don't remember what
Diary of a
Mad Black Woman.
Oh,
because she starts pulling out her gat and everything. Yeah, and I was like,
don't get him into it.
He'll start quoting.
Oh, yeah.
He'll quote Tyler Perry. We were at Christopher's at the Biltmore when you told me that. And I'm like, keep it down. What are you doing? I like Madea, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Shh. Stop it.
See, what? I'm in touch.
We're going to get kicked out.
I'd never ban menthols.
No, never. thinking about Carlos and that delicious cocoa butter and menthol smell. I mean, his car was like a mint factory exploded in a tropical island. It was unbelievable how good his car smelled. Leather seats. Carlos smelled good. I only knew Carlos for 2 weeks, but he made an impact because if I smell menthol cigarettes, I think about him. But I don't think I've been around someone smoking menthol cigarettes and it's been a long time. They're trying to ban that. You're crazy. You're a crazy person, Joe Biden. He's got a death with him. Where's Kamala in all this?
She was back there. That's
yeah.
What I
she'd be like,
she didn't stand up during that one.
Ixnay on the Enthal Nay, OJ.
Hello.
No, different. Pig Latin OJ.
She's back there with a carton of Cools.
Yeah, she's got her Cools. She's going to sell them on the street. She's stockpiling. She's got an inside scoop that this dumb cracker is going to get rid of them all. She's going to sell them on the side. Where is she stepping in on that? Yeah, that girl. And now I think back, that girl that was smoking those menthols stopped immediately after Carlos left her life. And
went
Carlos.
To Skull Mint.
Maybe. You know what's funny? She did start dating a little Gilbert kid.
Started dating Kenny Chesney.
She dated a busboy who was going through the transition of, I think that transition.
Oh, she was dipping.
He went through the transition of normal kid to country kid.
Yeah.
Which I find stranger than man to woman. I think the transition of Bruce to Caitlin.
He's the one that did the pearl buttons.
No, I have a few of those.
Okay.
In the 90s, there was a weird movement that turned normal kids into these weird country kids.
With the arrows
on
their
arrows
shirts.
Pocket. And you went to Gilbert High School.
Yeah,
you saw this
firsthand.
It
was brutal.
And it was really strange to watch these transitions. I understand.
Garth Brooks factor.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand the transition, gender transition, more than I do normal kid to country music fan. That doesn't make sense to me at all. Like, you were normal a minute ago. My friend was normal. Totally. And then all this, like, it was like a day went by. He started listening to Garth Brooks and George Strait, and he shows up in this shirt with arrows on it, and it looked like little deer paw prints, a long sleeve, Wrangler jeans with a belt buckle, and I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I didn't understand it. He turned into a completely different human being because of country music.
The power of the taco.
He did this with a friend of his named Andy. Andy went through the transition too. I don't like to use names, but Andy Swingle went through a massive transition of normal kid to country kid and then back to normal guy. But for a while there, I would have been more accepting if Andy showed up in a dress. I'm like, you want to be a woman? That makes sense to me. I understand that a whole lot more.
Look at it. You weren't heading to Sabas or anywhere at one particular time.
It was strange to me. It was that transformation never made sense to me. Like, you can't just like the music. You have to become the person. Uh-huh. Okay. This is weird.
But that happens every generation. I mean, look in the 80s when Urban Cowboy came out. All the idiots were out there doing the same thing.
And I'm watching my dad go through it.
Oh, that's right.
Watching my dad transition into a cowboy, and I don't understand it. It's like I would rather my dad told me, I've been a woman my whole life, trapped in this weird body. I'm like, I get that. I don't necessarily understand all of it, but I understand that. I don't understand the I'm going to wear cowboy hats and lasso things. I'm like, what? Who are you? This is not normal. It's the activities that change that. I get wanting to go shoe shopping with the ladies. I don't get
when
the hat.
Torp bought his Shepless hat and a nice black leather vest, you know, that, like, what are we, Big Valley? He looked like Jared Barkley.
It's weird. Yeah, that one I don't get. I've known plenty of decent people and lost them to country music. And they're not the same person.
Those conversions still happen.
You cannot be friends with them anymore.
Which is,
you
it
can't.
Is. Weird. But, I mean, most of the time it is that I've seen it. It's always been they started dating a girl.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And all of a sudden,
the music influence.
Come around, yeah.
Now, a decent relationship is where the man influences the woman to like the stuff he likes, and then she starts doing. Never, ever. She's a country music fan, and he goes after it. Like, if you started coming in here in vests and cowboy boots and hats.
And again.
We
and
couldn't
and
be
kiss
friends.
Shirts.
No, kiss shirts are different. That I don't want to be friends with you either in that regard. But
there's, you know, there's some
but you
how about this? On that.
Remember,
I mean,
remember,
you have to accept the person. Like, if you're dating that person, you got to find out, like, okay, well, they're going to have a couple of their
couple
things that you're not going to dive in.
Do you remember the couple of days in a row where you came in a sleeveless shirt?
Yeah, we just
not a tank top.
Yeah, he came
not
in
a tank top.
Yeah, he dressed like
because I was playing tennis afterwards.
Yeah, but it was weird.
You were picking that up like it was a trend.
You were dressing like that annoying guy.
And sometimes you want to display the pipes. I went through a phase.
Who's
right.
the night owl
like,
guy?
You know what?
The other one. There was
the night owl. No, Jerry
who's the guy you were dressing like? The one that wears the tank top.
The doll.
Is it Nadal?
Nadal.
Yeah.
Is he the one that does it? Rafael Nadal. And Brady started to come in like he ate Rafael Nadal and stole his clothes.
It was a Rafa shirt.
It was awful.
And
his little hairy triceps. His, like, the back of his arm looked like a canned ham with hair all over it. I'm like, get a shirt on. Quit it. Was we ridiculed you immediately because it's like, this is not.
It's like Rafi wears. I'm playing tennis later.
A, first off, you're not playing like him. B, put on a goddamn shirt.
Talking about we're both lefties.
It doesn't mean you have no. Look, the last person I'm going to compare you to on the planet. I would compare you to Terry Crews before I would Rafael Nadal.
It's funny.
Yeah. That was an awful trend.
I told you that story back. It was in the golf. It was Sergio Garcia, yeah. And I was in the line, and I said that exact same thing to him. That
Sergio?
People come up to me and get me confused
for you.
And he looks at me and goes, by the whites of our eyes. That's the only thing we have in common. He thought that was hilarious.
And he wasn't kidding. Yeah, but you know, like if you started coming in here dressed like a cowboy, I would find it odd. The difference between like a person who just starts liking Kiss, and it does get a little weird with rock music guys, but they don't start acting out the songs. They don't start rustling doggies. And like, that's what's going on with my dad. It's like, he's now all of a sudden, I mean, he's always been a farm kid. Grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania.
That transition's a lot easier. But I don't find that that far-fetched with your dad.
But I do.
Because he's a hunter. And
so that's not cowboy. Hunters are, that's been going on since the beginning of man. He's from northwestern Pennsylvania. There's no cowboy activity there at all.
Now he lives in Texas.
He moved to Texas because he's a cowboy.
Finally.
It's mental.
But even his house up in the...
Exactly. He started getting more and more weird cowboy nonsense. And then he's like, I got to move to Texas where the cowboys live. I'm like, that's gay. In a way, that's really gay. I got to live with more cowboys. That's gay.
How long has he had horses?
Well, he had them when he was a kid. And he's always liked horses, horses aren't cowboys either. Horses were a means of transportation. They're also a very regal English thing. If he started dressing like that, I think he's bananas too. If he started dressing like he's going on a fox hunt every Thursday.
But he is, I know he's a little bit younger than my dad, but my dad will still watch the Westerns.
Bananas.
They're coming on. John Wayne stuff. And
yeah, I find it all so strange to transition your lifestyle. Not just, you know, especially in his early 70s. Like, now you're a cowboy? If I did this, you'd think I was a mental patient. I just dress up like a fireman. It's a costume.
If you make it.
What do you mean?
To 70, you know, 70 or so. I know you're saying
60. I got no intentions.
You've bumped up the cutoff, right?
I'm thinking maybe Thursday is a good time to cut her off.
It was 63.
Yeah, it was 60. It moved to 63. I'm thinking sometime next week would be a nice time to just launch it.
But that transition that happens to you.
I'm not doing that.
It might.
How goofy would it be?
I don't think you'll go the Western route.
15 years from now, let's say we end this today. 15 years from now, we all have a reunion. And I show up dressed like,
a dashiki.
Right, yeah. Yes, I'm in a dashiki smoking menthols. You guys might still like me, but when you leave, what are you talking about? What happened to that guy?
When did it happen?
And then if Toledo showed up dressed as a cowboy, we'd die laughing. And he's from Montana where it actually applies.
Yes.
I mean, who's his influence? Not his dad. We don't know where he got it. Movies. I mean,
classmates.
It would be weird. And that's exactly what is going on.
I'll show
up
in my sleeveless.
You show up thinking
nothing's
you're
different.
Retired Rafael Nadal. I mean, retarded Rafael Nadal. Yeah, it's just a strange thing. He's still a really great guy. My dad's, it's just the costumes. It's the costumes. I see it as costumes. You could do everything he's doing in a t-shirt and jeans, but he dresses up for it. He dresses up for the activities of cowboy.
Did he go on Western Stitch Fix?
I don't know. I don't know where he gets his stuff.
That was a little bit of my work. I've tried that a couple of times and it's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, oh boy, you sign up for these things and they recommend you, you know, I was worried about, this is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to wear like a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. The Western stuff?
It surprised me. No. The whole fix? When you're doing your profile.
Oh,
on
yeah.
That.
No, they got great stuff, and it cuts out the middleman. I like that. Now, if you started getting cowboy hats. If you started showing up in cowboy hats.
I'm just starting to like the lifestyle.
I would have you committed. I'd have you committed. I find it. And if you showed up in a dress, it'd be like, Brady's going through a thing. Then we need to be there for him. The cowboy thing? I want to stop
that.
I want to stop that coldness. No, I'm not committing you for that because I've been waiting for that, to be honest. Like, this whole man thing isn't working out. I'm looking at that like, I need to keep him out of the tank tops. You know, lady tanks. But if you, I'd be like, Brady's got a transition he's going through and he wants to feel like a woman because That to me makes more sense than you wandering in here going ching, ching, ching with a lasso on your hip.
What a great sound.
I think it would be hilarious. But I would have you committed. Yeah, you came in dressed like Dracula. It would be equal to me as a cowboy. Or, you know, all of a sudden you got a feather in your head and you come in as like an Indian.
At least my dusters wouldn't be that expensive.
No, they'd be very. So they'd be kids' dusters. Yeah, kids' dusters are cheap. And I'm hoping my dad's in a phase, but yeah, my dad. This guy says we moved here from Cicero, this is in Illinois. We moved here from Chicago in '70. My dad bought us all cowboy hats. That was the first gift I got.
Total relocation.
What, really? When we moved to from
that's what that was.
Oh yeah,
changing their avatar altogether.
My dad's. Was in construction. We built the West Virginia Mountaineers Stadium. Was his job in Morgantown, West Virginia. Gets the call from the company. All right, that job's done. We're moving you out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. He lit up like a Christmas tree because he's going back to John Wayne place.
Oh,
like, he's
thinking
the West. And we moved, and it was Christmas Eve when our furniture and stuff arrived. So for Christmas that year, what did I get? Cowboy boots, cowboy hat, a purple shirt with arrows on it. And I just remember, like, is this required because we live in this weird place with red mountains?
Let me ask you a question.
It was crazy.
Did you have a wood ladder in your house? Lodgepole wood ladder.
At one point, yes.
Yeah. Not the plank wood ladder.
No, the one that we stole from the teepee. Yeah. Yes, exactly that. Yes, we did have that. But there's a pathetic Christmas picture of us. Christmas 1981, Albuquerque, New Mexico. No furniture in the house. We found the tree. My mom did a great job, got the tree up, and then went to Sears and bought anything Albuquerque sold. And I had, because I liked shirts with numbers on it. So I had this football shirt of an indeterminate team, number 34, cowboy hat, boots up to my knees. I'm like, I look like what you'd give a kid who got found naked in the streets. Just get stuff on them. I had a pair of like blue shorts on. I looked crazy. And my dad was really pushing the idea that this kid's going to wear the cowboy hat pretty much everywhere he goes. And I had it on in restaurants and stuff until I looked around. I'm like, none of the other kids are doing this. Why am I? And he was trying to dress me up in his costume. And now he's wearing it. And I kind of want to have him tested for Alzheimer's because the costumes are crazy. It's like dementia patient. And then he talks to you. You're like, you're totally normal. What's with the lasso? We're at Applebee's, man.
We don't need the lariat.
The lariat is unnecessary. They already killed the cow. We're good.
Is he wearing spurs and everything, too?
He occasionally will have spurs.
Oh, man.
And I don't know for what. Like, I don't think he's bronc busting anytime soon. And all he does is call me about cryptocurrency. And I picture him on the other end, like, why, like, you know, Yosemite Sam asking me about XLM. And did you get any more of that Paragon? I'll send you a check. I can't work them apps. Okay. Hee-yah. That's how we say goodbye now. It was just a wonderful person that has going through a transition that I don't understand.
His phone rings, happy trails.
Oh, his whole house. He's got cardboard.
Bombadita, bombadita.
Look, the worst thing that ever happened to my dad was he aged, and he looks a lot like John Wayne as he's aged. And now he's got cardboard cutouts of John Wayne in his house. It's my friend Chuck Powell's dad used to – he's a nut, too. And I used to laugh at Chuck because his dad turned 70 and grew his hair out and braided it and is now one of the foremost Midwestern – Willie Nelson impersonators, and that's what
a true
does.
Story.
That's a true story. He's and now he lives a life Chuck. As well. But Chuck's dad's like 6'2". He doesn't look anything like him, really. He does a good job singing it, but he wanders around and pretends to be Willie Nelson all the time. And he's like, my dad's nuts. It's just he's nuts.
John, I know it's not really relative, but what would be weirder to you? Brady dressing up like a cowboy or Brady coming into the studio one morning saying, I'm not really hungry?
What? That second thing drove me bananas hearing it from you. Yeah. The unhungry cowboy restaurant would be.
The satiated cowboy, we call it. Got any riddles?
I'm full.
I am comfortable with how much I've eaten, cowboy.
Look, I've still got food on my plate.
Welcome to Bill Johnson's Big Apple. Let's take it easy.
Wow. Yeah. I still think Brady punching doggies is weirder than him. I assume him saying I'm not hungry
maybe he just ate.
Means he just ate. Yeah. Yeah. He's full. Now, what would shock me?
I haven't eaten in 2 days. By choice.
Not like, were you lost in a boat or something?
Juice cleanse, Brady?
I'm on a 30-day water cleanse.
Or punching doggies. What's more likely? If we're throwing bets on it, I mean, we've got legalized betting here in the state now. One of the biggest ones would be, in the next 10 years, what are the odds Brady punches doggies over having a juice cleanse?
Oof. Bring out the Vegas doggies. Odds on that one are high right now.
Yeah. I'd be sitting there sipping my turmeric, watching Brady going, yeah, punch a doggie. Yeah, I just find that transition strange. And everybody knows a guy. You at Gilbert High School had, in the late 80s, early 90s, had to watch people go
probably
through.
Probably had a 30-year class.
Because that's also
it was Mormons and Cowboys. That's all it was out there.
It's a great band name. It's a great band name.
Mormons and Cowboys?
Yeah. But the weird thing was that was when country music had its pop jump.
Garth Brooks and all that
Shania
stuff.
Twain and all that stuff started to show up like as popular music.
We had two guys in UA, believe it or not.
That went country
Trent
music.
Trent Southworth. He didn't go country music. He just was.
Became a cowboy.
He lived in UA, and then his parents had a farm, and he just wore the garb.
Now, see, I'm also one that, like, I understand wearing your team's jersey, but the full uniform to a ball game always baffled me.
Yeah.
That's a costume, like grown men in costume. And I'm borderline when I get the Steelers game going. With the jersey.
But if you threw pads.
But if I had pads and a helmet and stuff and just sat in the crowd, I'd be a nutball. That's how I see my dad. He's playing a role. It's not really necessary. And he used to make fun of me, like my clothes and stuff. I was always like, oh, you're wearing. You dress like a cowboy now every day. He goes to dinner, he dresses like a human being because he knows it's frowned upon. Deep down, he knows. Deep down.
So doesn't wear Wranglers.
No, if
to
he
the
comes
steakhouse?
Out here and says, let's go grab some food when he flies out, I'm like, sure, we'll go to a restaurant. He doesn't show up dressed like I've been out there dusting off engines. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, little doggy.
The thing is, if you mention, this would be fun the next time we talk to my dad or I call him, just mention John Wayne.
Oh,
and I'll say within
mind.
2 minutes, attorney brother of mine, you know.
Oh, yeah, because they were. But not at the same school
in
same years or anything. Probably pretty close, though. He was older than your dad.
It is close, but.
And John Wayne probably 20 years older than your dad.
Is that
he was an old, he was. He died when he was 76 in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like 120. I think he's a little older than your dad. But your dad, they're simpatico. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway. Like, if your dad, he likes cars.
Yeah.
And he dressed as a mechanic everywhere he went. He'd be like, Dad.
With a patch on his
shirt. Yeah.
STP. And
look, there's, I mean, NASCAR was big.
Yeah, and you don't dress like a crew member.
Jackets.
Full out pit crew your day. I get wearing something supportive. Like, if my dad had a boots. Okay, I'll give you cowboy boots. They're kind of comfortable. But the whole thing, like the outfit and the belt buckle and the hat and the lasso, it's weird. If your dad always had wrenches in his belt, like going, I'm going to go over to the Fridays here and get my wrench belt there. And just
I'd have him committed.
Dad, you've lost your mind.
I'd have him committed.
Yeah. It's like me dressing up as a microphone and just walking around. Right?
How you doing?
Put your headphones on all the time.
Pratt does that, and we make fun of him all the time. He never takes those stupid headphones off. Because he's a douchebag. Anyway, that transition from normal person to cowboy, hilarious. You're either born one or you're not. I believe that to be true. I don't think it's a choice. I think my dad's transitioned into it, and it's odd. You got to come out to the ranch, he says. I'm like, ugh. Why don't you just say come to my house? You come out, it's a ranch, though. What's the difference? You don't. Come on.
I have a problem with that. Isn't a ranch like a working thing?
He's closing
like
in on
there's,
that.
Is he got cattle and
he's
you know and all?
He's
does he?
He's working.
So it's
animals.
A ranch. It's a ranch.
He's got to work his
he's
horses
got a
every
hand.
Day.
He's got a hand.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
A big.
He's got a cookie.
He's kind of got a cookie. He's got a. He's got a guy.
Is there a ranch house?
A dude that can lift donkeys.
What?
Yeah.
That's a big ranch.
It is a
he's
big
got
dude.
Hoss.
He's got. He has a hoss. This dude is big and strong, like country strong.
He's got Mongo from
he's
kind of
got
Mongo.
Sandals. Mongo will go out and lift the animals.
Jeez.
He's got horses.
When I went shooting last Friday on my buddy's ranch.
Yeah.
It's a camp more than anything. But he's got. There's a guy out there because he's working. It needs some fixing up. And they removed. He was doing removing 75 tree stumps.
Yeah.
The guy doing it, 75 years old.
That'll be my dad.
6'5" monster. 75 and working this stump thing solo.
Man.
I couldn't. Yeah. Like,
it's nuts. It's just not normal.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Scott Haines says the people Brady's talking about are called dating chameleons. I've seen that. Where they,
wow.
That's a good phrase. Where they turn into the person they're dating. They take on all their likes and stuff. Which at a certain point, you find things like, hey, I do like that. Or you like the same music. Or you start to kind of tie together in certain areas. But if you start dressing like they're...
You see, there's been cases, too, where the person all of a sudden, oh, the girl all of a sudden takes over and starts dressing them.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that in a big way. I could never... I don't care how amazingly hot she is. If she's a country music fan, first and foremost, and like she leads with it, I can't be with that for good because I'm not retarded. I can't get into that music at all. It's for people with IQs under 80. I don't get it.
John, please tell me your dad looks a little like DiCaprio and Django Unchained because I really want to see the Holmberg plantation.
No, see, if that's the thing, that's the subtle difference that if my dad started to dress like that, everybody would be like, we need to commit him. But he's so close to that. But it's acceptable. And he moved to Texas because people will stop laughing. Like, he can go to the Home Depot in Texas and it's normal.
No problems.
Here you go down to, you know, Thomas and 32nd Street dressed up like that. People are like, oh, caballero.
He puts on the pointy cowboy boots when he does that.
You know what never
he goes
happens?
To the 32nd and the Home Depot there. He's got those long, pointy
handlebars.
Here's how I know it's crazy. Here's how I know deep down it's insane. If you started to take a liking to, like, Payway and, like, the Asian culture, and started to wear coolie hats and like run
a gi,
and everything. You started to dress like the culture. People call it appropriation, and they hate you. Right? Like it's not normal. Like something's wrong.
Oh, you can get
with
in trouble.
Yeah. You can't do it. John, maybe your dad is laying with the ranch hand, and that's why he's dressing like Brokeback. Ever thought of that?
Could be.
Yes, I have, because I think people who dress like cowboys are a little gay. The only type of cowboy that isn't gay is like that 90-year-old dude. He's got like a dog.
Held on to it.
Like a dog that's 61.
Yep.
Me and old Blue been out here doing this for 25 years. He's never had a meal that isn't in a tin. That's a cowboy. Cowboys were not romantic. They're dirty, disgusting drifters. In history, if you look at what cowboys were, they were guys who couldn't keep jobs. They were kind of the low-level dummies that went out and did the hard work of the ranch. We think of cowboys as these heroes running around Wyatt Earp and all that, but what they were was the worst people alive that would go out and do the farm work and sleep in bunks together.
Brett's kind of converted a little bit on the side. He's impacted. He's the only guy I know that has a three-piece suit that's suicidal tendencies.
That's true. Brett's love of suicidal tendencies is borderline committable. It's because nobody has it. Guys in suicidal tendencies don't like the band.
Oh, stop.
It's true. You ask them what their favorite band is, they won't say Suicidal Tendencies.
Well, of course, nobody's going to say their band is their favorite band. No, they don't.
I would.
Lars would.
Well, Lars would.
Lars
would.
Lars does.
Yeah.
We're not great. I bet you Suicidal.
Lars and Gene Simmons.
Suicidal Tendencies, they won't even land in their own top 10.
Gene Simmons thinks it. Wow.
Are there other bands? I didn't know. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Cowboy?
All right. Thanks, Tex. wake-up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. The weather is getting nice out, so if you guys are ready to head out on the trails, make sure you get the bike serviced. If you don't have a bike or anything, they can hook you up at rentals or e-bikes or whatever you need. Check them out on Facebook and on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. And System of a Down, Violent Pornography showing up, Mushroom Head, Royal Blood.
See, people think crying porn is always violent. It's not always violent. It could be she's so emotionally taken with the situation that she's falling in love right there in front of your eyes with that hog.
Deftones, White Zombie, Volbeat, New Fear Factory up there. I haven't heard that one.
I haven't either. Is it good?
I don't know.
You haven't heard even a
clip?
World. No, not even.
Let's throw it out there.
All right. It's a little Fear Factory. Disruptor.
No words from Larry on that?
No, he wouldn't do it. I don't think we haven't played Fear Factory in like 15 years. Yeah.
Well, and in fairness, not that great. The last few have been
last few albums
garbage.
Now.
Yeah, but yeah, when they first popped up, you're like, "Oh yeah, hey, now they got some." You have it loaded and ready, Richard?
Getting it.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty great. This guy says that his brother did the same thing. So I didn't see my brother in a year. He moved to Northern California, comes back dressed as a complete cowboy. If it hasn't happened in your family, it's hard to understand. It is. It is. How am I? And is this going to happen to me? Am I going to someday just?
What's great if someone? The other maybe. Thing that yes. happens too is the move. I noticed when went to college mm-hmm. freshman year. Girls come back in the after the first semester and they've picked up a Southern accent wherever right. they whatever university they went to.
It makes a little more sense to me when it's the age you're of like 15 to 25 because you're developing who you are.
Right. And the group that you're hanging around with, sometimes that happens even on yeah. the dressing. But
not in your 70s.
I hung around a bunch of people from Costco and yeah.
it shouts out to me that you really didn't have much of a confidence in who you were. Is after about age 33, you start dressing in costumes every once in a while to see if it sticks. But, you know, whatever makes them happy. It's crazy.
My sister got Euro.
She lives in Europe. She yeah. kind of has to a little.
Yeah.
But she's not going to come back here and do all things
European.
But
not like after
European.
2 weeks right. all of a sudden.
But if she comes back here and tries to apply all the European ways to Columbus, Ohio, they're going to think she's an idiot. When in Rome, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you don't drag it back
with you.
2 weeks
in France, you're wearing a beret and you got a surrender flag.
Again, right, yeah, you become a surrender monkey because that's what you do. Now imagine my dad took on French culture and he moved to Paris, Texas instead. And he's in berets and those mime outfits. we would think he's insane. Yeah. But cowboy for some reason is okay.
Oh, and the Europeans love the Western states.
They do?
I mean, moved out here, and everyone that I've met, not everyone, but a huge chunk of them that came over from Europe to Arizona because of the West.
Oh, yeah.
They well, it's the movies. Cowboy. Yep. The
movies did that.
Well, who else is buying rhinestone and Kachina dolls? I mean,
the Midwest.
That's about it.
Every old
Coca-Pelli.
Person.
Coca-Pelli. It should be the welcome back.
Dream catchers.
Yeah, it should just be the second you cross the border into Arizona, somebody should, like an Indian, should throw a Coca-Pelli at your car. Just gunk and it sticks. Oh, that's a gift here they give you every time. One of the savages tosses a Coca-Pelli into the side of your car. That's how the Midwest looks at it. We're driving through reservation land. That's savage country. Keep your eyes peeled, kids. I was told that by my dad's boss, Jimmy Richards. We went out to Superstition Mountain, and the old theory that the ghost of Geronimo or somebody shows up at 5 o'clock when the sun's setting shows up.
Okay.
And Jimmy was from Georgia, DK to Georgia. And he would just sit and smoke. He never got out of the car ever. I don't think that guy ever got out of the car in his whole life. I think he died in his car and he'd sit and smoke and go, watch out there now. I'm going to wander around and get crushed by one of those savage people. And he's in a parking lot and we're just walking around Superstition Mountain. They're everywhere. They hide behind rocks and they know this land better than anybody. He's still worried they're after us.
Yeah, that, the minute gun. You step on.
That's all you heard. Now, don't go too far now. I'm not coming out there after your ass. You damn savages take you away. I'm going to let them have you. Your mom and daddy said to watch you. If you get out of my eyesight, that ain't my fault. He drug us to the mountain and then told us Indians are going to kill us. But that's what he thought. I think he actually believed it. Because that's what movies taught him. Anyway, and now my dad's dressing like that. It's weird.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.